Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
Shh. Ippy Nikki.
Tanya embarrassed me, and I'm never going anywhere with her again.
We go to the news next.
What do you mean? I took you out on a very, it was a wonderful fashion event last night.
Say it.
Fashion.
Thank you.
The event was wonderful, Tanya, but getting there, Steve, was not.
No, I know, and I tried to warn you.
Mm. You did.
And then I thought, no, bugger up. No, bugger, you go out and do what I usually have to do with tea in a public outing.
It was amazing. We went to the 11th edition release of Fashion magazine, which is a Newcastle-based fashion magazine. If you don't know, it's online. You can get it for free. And Lisa McGuigan, Vamp, hosted it. It was amazing.
And you two turned up looking like the cast of Ab Fab.
We did.
We literally did. But before we got there, Steve, Tanya very kindly offered to drive myself and her friend Kate.
Well, see, you've gone wrong there, okay? You're turning up to a cool fashion joint, right? Yeah. You should be at least 20 minutes late. I bet she got you there early.
Steve, the event started at 6:30 and we got there at 5 to 6.
Oh, good Lord.
So we were there.
I don't like being late. What?
35 minutes early, and Tanya started getting out of the car, and I was like, Tanya, calm down. So
haven't you learned yet, no matter what event, your cornholing starts at 3 today, she'll be there at lunchtime.
I know.
Right, she'll be there at lunchtime and going, where is everyone?
Steve, you should have seen the embarrassment on her face, though. You know what she's like.
Absolutely.
Get back in the car before someone sees us.
Haven't you noticed I do that too?
Yeah, I have. Most people do.
Well, that is true. That's a true story. We got out of the car, realised there was an empty car park. We were the only ones there, so got back in the car, and then Tanya had to turn the car off so that it wasn't all lit up and we weren't embarrassed.
You know what I mean? Like, I had to lock the car so it turned the interior lights off.
Yeah.
But that then Steve created another obstacle for us.
Oh, God.
Because then by the time, so we walked in about 6:20, still 10 minutes late.
Yeah. Early.
Early, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Still 10 minutes early, which I was still embarrassed about, but happy to negotiate at that time.
Mm-hmm.
As we started to get out of the car, this happened.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because the car was locked.
So.
Just in case they hadn't spotted you.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Literally.
You should have seen her. I did not realise how embarrassed millennials get. She was. It was.
No, you're wrong, Tanya. That would have embarrassed me. And I don't know if you've noticed, I'm no millennial. No, you get everywhere too early.
I know.
On time's fine.
It's the radio in me.
No, it's not.
It is.
I work in radio too.
Yeah.
Ippy Nikki does.
Oh, I like to be fashionably early.
Well,
that's not a thing. Seriously.
Trying to sneak in and...
Oh, so everybody, here's Nicole.
She was mortified.
I said, let's go. I was like, this is over now.
Mm-hmm. Can I just get my own back? Okay, so there we are, big, huge drinks in hand.
Yeah.
And the food trays are going past. You would have been proud because these days I can't eat anything.
See, that's why I don't bother going now. The funniest thing going to events with you was watching you literally like a seagull on a chip.
That's her though.
Yeah. Red.
Nicole was eating everything and everyone.
I did bring shame. And to the point where the waiter became so familiar with me, she just came directly to me.
100%.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing.
So now, okay.
Embarrassing it was.
See, now, JR, if I may come in the middle of this, now, Nick knows what it's like for me to go out with Tanya, and now you, Tanya, know what it's like to go out with Tanya.
And you know what?
So both of you just experienced being me.
Hang on. Someone fell over, so we both know what it's like to go out with you.
Fair call. Fair call. What a night.